Okay, today is Daf Lamed Gimel. We're on the top line of Lamed Gimel. Here we go. Lema Misayale. Let's try to bring a raya. Well, Misayale, bring a raya to what? To what we said yesterday. Ula said yesterday that Bia B'miksas is called Bia. If you partially enter the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered as if you entered. Even if you stick your hand in, it's considered as if you entered. Now, how come a Metzor is allowed to? It's partial Bia, because the Torah said he could. But if not for the Torah saying he couldn't, because partial entry is considered entry. Let's try to bring a riot to that. Kol hasmichos shahayashem kora alein ani tekef l'smicha shchita. You always have to have a rule. Tekef l'smicha has to be shchita. Right before you do smicha, I'm sorry, right after you do smicha, there has to be shechita. You can't have a delay of 3 hours. I'll do smicha now, and then we'll have the shechita 3 hours later. Chutz mizu. Except for this one. Except for what one? The asham mitzora. Why is there going to be a delay? Because shayisa shar nikinor, shayisa b'shar nikinor, right? Shein mitzor yachal ikonas l'sham, ad shemazin alav, midam chataso, umidam hashamo. Because he's going to have to wait. So he's going to do, what happens is he's going to do the smicha, they're then going to take the animal, shecht it, so it's a delay. How long of a delay is it? Rashi says, we'll see in a second. Now, via marta miksas, bia b'miksas, lo shmei bia, if bia b'miksas is not a problem, so then la'ayil yodei v'lismoch, so do smicha, it's not a problem. Right? Says Rashi, the Rashi of La'ayel Yodei, L'tocha Pesach, stick your hands into the Pesach, you can't walk in totally, because you can't go in. Your hands, don't be a mixas. Your hands can go in. V'lishchetei, L'smach V'lishchetei, Eitzel HaPesach, do smichen shechita right here. Da'akol HaPesachim Shayusham, every entrance in the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know, every entrance, Rashi says, Rechavon Eser Amos, it was 10 Amos wide, V'chamesh, sorry, 10 Amos wide, right? The chamesh mehem batzafon, the chamesh mehem bedaron. So 5 are in the north and 5 are in the south, right? Shapesach mechuvan keneged pesach shel heichel. The entrance was right, was aligned with the entrance to the heichel. What entrance are we talking about? We're talking about the Shar Nikinor. So out, this is in the Azara, but it's lined up. So if I go to the northern half of this entrance, I'm in the north, and shkotche kotche has to be shechted in the north. V'yachol lishchot lifnei tzfono shel pesach tahav le tzafon. That's considered the north. The kasal kadaitech Rebbe he darmar kol tzafon azara kashal shchitas kachim. Right, we must hold. Rebbe holds anywhere in the north is. By the way, when you're in Shar Nikinor, you're quite far away from the mizbeach. How far away are you? You're 22 amos away. Okay, that's pretty far away. Now you're on the northern section of the Mizbeah, of the Kajay, of the Azara? Yes, you are. Of the, not the Azara, whatever that's called. That area? Yes. You're in the, 20, you're in the northern part. Why? Because on the northern side. Right? I keep point to the right, because I think that's where the northern side was. Right? You're on the northern side. Right? So, the Af Tzafot Shemakom Terisas Raglikahan V'Yisrael Kedimin V'Leel. Even though this is not even anywhere near the Mizbeah, because the Mizbeah is way down over there. I'm only at the entrance. Right? But I'm on the northern side. If I can stick my hands and do smicha right here and do shechita right here, well, I'm good to go. Right? So therefore, what must be, it must be, bia b'mikvas is shmei bia. I can't do all this. Because I can stick my hands into the azara, into the area, for purposes of being sprinkled. Not for anything else. So, Amar Rav Yosef, no. Hamani Rav Yosi, Rav Yehudahi. It could be that this is the shita of Yosi, Rav Yehuda. Again, where are you? Where are you right now? You're right into the Shar Nikinor. Even if you go to the right side, the northern side of it, you're still nowhere near the Mizbeach. You're nowhere near the Mizbeach. So, who said that that's considered Tzafon? Yes, it's Tzafon in terms of geography. But is it Tzafon in terms of being able to bring a carbon here? No. Damar Rabbi Yosi, Damar Amar, Merchak Tzafon. They're too far away from the north. You're too far away. You're right here in Shar Nikinor. You have to go way down over there. You're too far away. Asks the Gemara, V'le'eved Pish Pesh. So why can't you, I'm not sure what this question really means, why can't you, peace be between the doorway, why can't you cut out a doorway, I'm trying to think where this door is going to be cut out, on the northern side, you can stick your hands over there, near them, on the let's say this tissue box is the Harabayas, right? So here's Shar Nicanor, Mizbeach is here. So you're Shar Nicanor here, you can't do smicha and shchita here, the tzafon, the Mizbeach is here. This is all tzafon, all this is tzafon. Yeah, it's tzafon, but this is too far away from the Mizbeach. So I think the Gemara is asking, so make a doorway here.
The upscroll will have a picture of it.
Make a doorway here, right? Make a doorway here, and then you're right near the Mizbeach. Yeah. And you're good to go. Why not? So, yeah. So, Abayev Rama, Aritavayu, you can't do that. Because you can't make up your own doorways. Akol b'ksav b'yad Hashem alei haskil es kol meleches atavnes. No, the whole configuration of the Beis Hamikdash is written in Navi. You can't just let's put a door here. Let's make a wall over here. You can't do that. So therefore you can't do that. Okay? Since you can't do that, you have no option. It must be a raya that mix as shme bia. Ikati Amri, another version of the same thing. Amr of Yosef. Kol hasomech rosho v'rubo. Kol hasomech rosho v'rubo machnes. You have to bring your whole body into the where you do the smicha. You have to lean with your entire body. Smicha has to be b'chol kocho. My taima b'chol kocho b'inon. Hilkach lo efsher. Therefore, I can't do it in there because the animal can't come out. The animal has to be in the azara. I'm outside. I can't lean my body over because I can't go in. I have no choice. I can't do smicha here. Okay? I can't.
So how come yesterday we said, I think we by the Torah that you may just make a little hole?
We because the Torah said he could do it. Just for his fingers and thumbs, just for his thumbs and his thumbs, but he really...
So why can't you do the same thing for this guy?
No, but he's by the Shar Nicanor. Because the Torah said, they get an exception. It's an exception for him. That was the whole question yesterday. And he's also a Tful Yom.
Right.
So now he can only stick his hands in for Matzora, not for Tful Yom. So then we said, does it follow? Is he able to do that also or not? That was yesterday. Now we're saying it must be Bia Mitzvah Shmei Bia. Otherwise, why can't he do just put his hands for Smicha?
So is the headset between Smicha and Shechting not sufficient that he could do the Smicha outside?
Correct. So it's a fascinating, you bring up a very interesting thing. I said before, it's 22 amos. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you look in Hilchos Matilas Yadayim and you say, how long is there a gap between when you wash and when you should make a motzi? And the answer is? 22 amos.
Oh, really?
22 amos. Where did that 22 amos come from? It came from here. What's the connection? The connection is, no connection at all. The connection is, that is on the back, they have a whole two pages about this.
Why don't they say that there's a...
It's a hefsik. Why less than 20 is not a hefsik? Because that's the time it took to walk the Kohen from here to there. So that's why they consider not a hefsik. As long as that, it's a hefsik. So that halach is dragged into the Tilas Adayim halachas. Just the...
It's understandable.
Fascinating.
It's understandable because the shulchan is... Your shulchan is like the Mizbeach.
Oh, that's very nice. I didn't think of that even. Very nice. Okay. And the Tilas Adayim is like smichi, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's such a short dot. I looked at the back and anything else I could say, I saw that. You know? But it's two pages. Like, I'm not reading two pages about halachas, about hefsik by the Tilas Adayim. But it's interesting. Now, Micah Savar, what's going on here? Ika Savar smichas asher mitzora doraisa. If smicha of an asher mitzora, it's a doraisa. V'tekef smicha shchita doraisa, and that's also doraisa, then le'ayel v'lesmach lehedya. Then why can't you do smicha in the Beis HaMikdash? The Rachmana Amar, Torah said it. This would be no different than sprinkling the dam on the thumbs, which the Torah said it also. So the Torah said it, What's what? Okay, it's be a, so what? But the Torah said it. Amar of Ma'avar Adarasna, no, it's a gzira. Shema Yarbe B'Psios. Because it's a gzira. Once we let you in, you start walking around. Now, you don't have a right to walk around. So, therefore, then why do we make the gzira by Mitzori? Why did the Torah say by Mitzori he could stick his fingers in? because he's not walking in even. Yeah, right. Here, you're walking in to do smicha, maybe you'll start walking around. So it's a gzera, we don't let you. Ikka di amri, amr of adar rabasna, smichas asha mitzora, doraisa. Smichas asha mitzora is doraisa, but take aful smicha shchita lav doraisa. That's not doraisa. That's not doraisa. So I should let you in, it's not doraisa. Makes vei 1 minute. It says, how can you say it's not doraisa? It says, v'samach v'shachat. Ma smicha b'tahorin, av shchita b'tahorin. They have to be b'tahorin. V'amarta lav doraisa, and if you tell me they're not doraisa, t'meyin nami mishkachasla, then why can't you be tummy? What is mitar for? Ella, rather, you're right. Epoch, switch it around. Smicha sasha mitzora, lav doraisa. Smicha is not doraisa. Right? Rashi says on the bottom line, Kosavar eno bechlal shara shamos shere eno ba'el lahachshir. An asher mitzorah is not brought for a chet. What's it brought for? To be matariu.
Right.
So that's not brought for a chet. Therefore, you don't need smicha. Take it, smicha l'shchita daraisa. That is daraisa. Okay. Now, okay. So we said before, right, that bia b'miksas is shmei bia. Ravina Omar, Ravina said, when Ula said yesterday and today that bia b'miksas is shmei bia, that's only l'inyan malkus itmar. That was only said regarding malkus. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the second line, kida Omar loke behedya. You get malkus for that. If a person sticks his hands bia b'miksas into the Beis HaMikdash, he gets malchus. What does he get malchus for? Avalol inyan kares. You don't get kares. De tosve mitzora shiroa keri. Because yesterday we had a whole question. What if a mitzora who's also a keri? What's the story with him? He's a mitzora also about keri. What's his story? De chi iskash bia linegia. We compared bia to touching. Remember we said? Just like touching, you touch with only one finger. So only touching is b'miksas, so to be as b'miksas. When we said that all yesterday, that was iskash bia l'negia lazhara. That was in a lav iskash kidetziv lo savo avol onesh lo iskash shein onesh b'negia. There's no onesh in negia. The Griz, the Briskarov, says an amazing thing. He says, "Are you allowed to bring your sandwich into the Beis HaMikdash? I have a sandwich. Want to eat a sandwich? Better yet, can I bring my coffee mug? It's my favorite coffee mug. So I'm going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm a Kohen. I want to bring my coffee mug. Can I bring my coffee mug into the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe, yeah. What if it's Tommy? What if the coffee mug is Tommy? And I'm Tommy. But I'm going to go here, sit around. Can I bring my coffee mug into the Beis HaMikdash? If it's Tommy?
Tommy into the Beis HaMikdash.
Not allowed to.
No.
Not allowed to, right?
Right.
My hands are also Tommy. My hands are like a kli. Therefore, there's no issue on me. I'm not going in. What about my hands? What's no different than a coffee mug? That's what the Briskarov says. And therefore, you get malchus for that, but not kares. Exactly. To only be able to mix us. So,
that's very hard.
You hear? It's such an unbelievable thing they came up with that.
It's called squid in here.
Exactly. Okay? Ki asa ravin om Rabbi Avo. Ki asa ravin om Rabbi Avo. Right? L'inyan tame shenaga bakodesh itmar. This whole halacha about bia b'miksas is talking about a tame shenaga bakodesh. A tame person who touches kodshim. Sheloke, loke. He gets the itmar. The itmar. Tame shenaga bakodesh. Rishlokesh loke, amar loke. Rishlokesh amar ena loke. Rishlokesh amar loke. Why do you get malchus? It says, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. And the pasuk continues, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, V'el Mikdash Lo Yavo, right? Where is it? B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, V'el Mikdash Lo Savo, Ad Melosi Mei Tahara. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Aloka. Doesn't get Malchus. Hahu B'truma Siv. That pasuk is talking about Truma. That a tamei person can't touch truma. Again, what does the pasuk say? It says, "Ushloshim yom, ushloshi yamim, teishe b'demei tahara." It's talking about a woman who had a baby,
right?
Right, a woman who had a baby. B'chol kodesh lo tiga. She can't touch any kodesh. Lo ve'el ha-mikdash lo tavo. She can't go to the Beit HaMikdash either. Ad below, she made the hira. Until she finishes her, you made the hira. Okay? It's called made the hira because she's allowed to be with her husband.
Right.
But it's she's not allowed to go to the Beit HaMikdash. For the purposes of that, she's considered tame. So Rashi says, B'truma k'siv, k'demuchach sefei dekra. Like it says in the end of the pasuk, ad melos you make the hira. Until you have, you make the hira, she'ir of shimsha. You have to, it's like 33 days, like one long day. You have to wait for nightfall on the last day, the 33rd day. She tovelas yom arach. It's one long tful yom, she's called. She tovelas b'shvi ledasa. She goes to the mikvah on the seventh day after she had a baby. V'chol you make tahar shala, he ketovelas yom. And the rest of the 33 days, if it's a boy, is considered a tful yom. Ubiyom arbarim ve'echad, on the 41st day, mevi karbana. She brings a carbon. Dichsiv, osiga, admalos. Avol mi shiyamalu, yimeha, tiga. She, after the 40th day, she's allowed to touch something. Vafilu mechuseris kapara. Al karchach betruma ksiv. It must be talking about truma. Why? Dele inyan kodesh aj tavi kaparaso. How could she touch something on the 40th day without bringing a carbon? How could she? She's not allowed to. Oh, must be talking about Truma. Truma she could touch. Truma she could touch. V'achim mukmin ala v'hai kra b'yivamas ba'arel. This pasuk we learn out in Yivamas. V'kivin de b'truma k'siv le'alfinan malchus de kodesh afilu kavachomer shemaz yirmen adin. There's no kavachomer. You can't make a kavachomer like that. No malchus at all. V'rish lakish hai kra l'achu dasa. That's what he learns from that pasuk. Ha'homi boyle. He learns it for something else. Azhara lechol Basar Kodesh, that you're not allowed to eat Basar Kodesh when you're tummy. That's what you learn out from that pasuk. The Itmar, Azhara Lechal Basar Kodesh Minayin. How do you know you're not allowed to eat Kachim? Rish Lakish Amar Michal Kodesh Lotiga. Tesla Kodesh Lotiga. What does that mean? How could Bechal Kodesh Lotiga teach you can't eat? It says you can't touch. How could that be? Someone could feed it to you. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tony Bardala Isya Tumaso Mibias Mikdash. It's a Xerashava. Ma Lahalon by Bias Tome Mikdash Onesh Fihizir. You're not allowed to Afkan, so to hear of a Tome Shaochal Kodesh Onesh Fihizar. Right? Now, that's what do you see from here? That Rish Lakish uses that pasuk to teach you that it's usher to eat Kachim, right? So how could he learn out from there that it's also to touch Kachim? How could that be? So the Gemara answers: Tame Shinaga Bakodesh, a Tame person that touches Kodesh, mid the Afkir Machlan Rachmana Balashan Nagia, and the Torah used the Lashon of Nagia. One second, mid the Afkir Rachmana Balashan Nagia, Azhara Lechol, it's a warning also to eat midiskash kodesh lamikdash. Okay, because they're compared kodesh to mikdash and compared. What does that mean? It says b'chol kodesh lo siga, fel mikdash lo safo.
Right.
So mikdash lo safo means I can't go in. What does lo kodesh b'chol kodesh lo siga mean? I can't touch it. No, can't mean that. It must mean I can't eat it. Right? That's what he says. So you don't get kares for that. Just like going into the Beit HaMikdash, you get kares. So v'chol kodesh lo siga, don't touch it. It must mean something I get kares for. What could that be?
Going in?
It must mean eating it. So it must mean eating it. Says Rish Lakish. It does say touch it. Can't mean that. Why can't it mean that? Because it's the same pasuk, because you can't go into the Beit HaMikdash. Just like going into the Beit HaMikdash is kares. So to the touching, it must mean something that you get kares for. What is that?
That couldn't be just touching.
It couldn't be just touching it. It must be eating it. Okay? Tanya kavasa de Rish Lakish. We have a braisa that supports Rish Lakish. I told you. This wasn't a hard daf. It's hard, but it was short. So
it's hard.
It's a little mudma hard. Tanya kavasa de Rish Lakish. B'chol kodesh lotiga. It says b'chol kodesh lotiga. Azhara lechel. It's an azhara to warn, to eat it. Ah, to omer azhara lechel. Away in the goa. Maybe it means you can't touch it. Like the Torah says can't touch it. It means can't touch it. No, it doesn't mean that. It means can't. Talmud lomar b'chol kodesh lotiga. Fel mikdash lotavo. Makish Kodesh Mikdash. There's a comparison. Ma Mikdash Davar Sheishbo Natilas Neshama Af Bekodesh Davar Sheishbo Tilas Neshama. You hear? The E Binogeya, and if it's touching it, then Tilas Neshama Mi Ikka. You got kares for that? If you touch Kodesh, you get kares? Of course not. Ella, rather, Bachila. It must be Achila. Do a few more lines. Maybe it means you're not allowed to touch the kudjim, a tame, can't touch basar kodesh before zrika's hadam. The itmar, tame sha'achal basar kodesh lefnei zrika. I'm sorry, a tame that ate the meat before zrika's hadam. The itmar, tame sha'achal basar kodesh lefnei zrika, reshlakasham aloke, ruchon enaloke, reshlakasham aloke, b'chakodesh lotiga. Loshna zvika lufnei zvika loshna achar zvika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein aloke k'tani tanani bardala. Is it tumaso tumaso? V'chik zivahu ba'achar zvika. Right. According to Rish Lakish, Silakasha. Right. I need this pasuk to tell me an ikur iser that what? They not allowed to touch, eat the meat even before zvika sadam. How do we know it's only talking about eating and not touching? Im kain leimakra bekodesh. And should it be kodesh? My b'chol kodesh? What's b'chol kodesh? Shmami no tarti. I learned both halachos. Number one, that you're not allowed to eat it before it's zrikas hadam. And then number two, that a tameh is not allowed to eat it, not touch it. Okay? Okay. We'll stop here and finish a little early. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.